But first today, anger and sadness as the bid to keep the pedophile and murderer of 9-year-old Samantha Knight in jail fails. Despite pleas from the families of his victims, the New South Wales Attorney General announced today that Michael Guider will be released from prison this week. Gavin Coote is following the story and joins us now. Gavin, there are several families pleading for this man to remain in prison. Just remind us of the crimes that put him behind bars.
Well, Eleanor, Guider was sentenced in 2002 to 17 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of Samantha Knight. She was 9 years old when he kidnapped her from Bondi, drugged and killed her. That was in 1986. He's never actually revealed where her body is, and he's been in prison since 1996. He'd been a gardener in Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital, and two young 7-year-old children had complained he'd sexually assaulted them and taken nude photos. And overall, he's abused 13 other boys and girls, often drugging them in the process. But today, Justice Richard Button has ordered Guider's release. He says there'll be very strict conditions to be attached to a 5-year extended supervision order of great stringency.
So what did the Attorney General say today about when and why this man will be freed?
Well, the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, had actually applied to keep him in custody for at least another year. He said that Guider has never shown remorse for what he had done. But Guider's lawyer argued 55 strict supervision conditions would protect the community. But the Attorney General, Mark Speakman, has this morning said he's getting urgent advice on a potential appeal of this decision and whether Guider can remain behind bars while that appeal is heard.
This means that Mr. Guider will be closely monitored for the next 5 years. I would have liked to have seen him in jail for another 12 months, but we've been unsuccessful in that. But I can promise the family of Samantha Knight and the people of New South Wales that we have fought this case as hard as we can to leave no stone unturned to keep Guider locked up or under extended supervision.
So that's Mike Speakman, the New South Wales Attorney General there. Gavin, what has been the reaction today from the families?
Well, as that is that appeal process is being explored, that has encouraged some of the family members. Tess Knight is Samantha's mother. And she said every day has been a difficult one, but days like this in particular is very, very difficult. She has long said this isn't about punishment. This is about protecting the public from this convicted serial pedophile. And this morning she says she's still shaking inside.
I see the effects that this has on the people that he abused as children, who are now young adults. It's more horrendous than you can imagine that they have to live with the thought of him walking around, having a freedom that they don't have.
Another difficult day for Tess Knight, the mother of Samantha Knight. Gavin Coote, our reporter covering that story.